Hello, you are listening to WMUC Digital. Before I get into my show, here's a little PSA for your listening.
What does your breakfast look like? Are you grabbing a muffin, bagel, or cereal as you rush off to class? Did you know that a sugary or carb-based breakfast can send your body into a blood sugar roller coaster that will leave you hungrier and craving more throughout the day? A protein-rich breakfast will keep you fuller for longer and help control your hunger. This will also help improve your focus and get you closer to that A. Some good sources of protein are eggs, meats, Greek yogurt, or nuts. Don't want to give up on those delicious carbs just yet? Try adding those eggs and bacon to your morning bagel and keep note of how that added protein makes you feel. Charge up that breakfast and be a healthier Turk.
All right. This is Noah. Welcome back to Noises from the Crypt, episode 3. I have a very exciting episode for you today. I'm going to be doing all black metal. I haven't done a like themed or genre specific show yet. I've wanted to, but you know, I just wanted the first two to just kind of get into the groove of things before I really started doing stuff. But today, you know, we're going to start doing that stuff. I've got a good mix of stuff for you today. I've got some symphonic black metal, some atmospheric stuff, some straight up stuff. I've got a local band that I'm really excited to play some stuff from. They're going to be coming up second, but first we have Norwegian band Obtained Enslavement with a song from their album Witchcraft, one of my favorite symphonic black metal albums. I only really started listening to it about a month ago, I think, but I've fallen in love with it, and I'm really trying to get into symphonic black metal more. I used to think it was corny, which I guess it kind of is a little bit, but I'm into it, you know, like it's a lot of fun. So either way, here is Veils of Winter Sorrow by Obtained Enslavement from Norway. Here we go.
Yeah.
That was local band Grandeur with their song Militant Perversion on their 2025 demo. Great black metal band with some UMD students on the lineup. They recently played a show in, I don't want to get this wrong, I think it was Pennsylvania, somewhere in Pennsylvania. I'm not going to say where because I wasn't there. Sadly, I did not make it, but I saw live clips from it, and they sounded amazing. I mean, they sounded great. I don't even know if it was Pennsylvania. I should just stop saying things that I'm not entirely sure about because I'm on air. but they're a great band, making some great black metal. I'm super excited for whatever they have coming out next. If they ever come out with anything again, I'm sure they will. We'll see. Speaking of local music, Shellfest, the music festival, hosted, or I guess organized, made by the Metalheads of Maryland Club at here at UMD, is coming up this Sunday. Very exciting, very exciting. Got lots of good bands on it. I will say the lineup next time I'm talking, because I forgot to pull up the lineup. That's my fault. But yeah, I guess I'll just get into the next artist. Next one is a legendary black metal band, U.S. black metal band from Atlanta. Been around since the late 80s. It's Demon Sea. I only recently got put onto these guys by a friend, who's a friend in Granger, whose music taste is really, really, really pretty good. This album that it's on, Within the Sylvan Realms of Frost, is really, really, really good. They have a couple other great albums, legendary albums. This song is Knighthood of the Moonlit Realm, and, you know, I'm just going to play it. Here you go. Here's some Demon Sea.
Thank you.
All right, that was Iskra, hailing from British Columbia, Canada, with their song Insurgents from their self-titled record. I'm probably not going to play much of it ever here, but little known fact, I am a huge crustpunk fan. I love that stuff. One of my favorite genres ever, probably. I mean, I listened to a lot of it. I had a big phase of it back in like 2023. Anyways, what I mean to say is they are blackened crust, and that's why I'm talking about crust punk. Really good blackened crusty. One of the first blackened crust bands I heard. And, you know, I think it's really interesting. I think it's very odd that it happened. It makes sense. But the fact that there are so many black metal crust punk crossover bands, that there's a whole genre label for it, is funny to me. But I guess it makes sense. I mean, they're both very aggressive, very raw, very fast. Back to it. Last time I was talking about Shellfest 2, coming up Sunday. I now have the bands. So the bands are going to be headlining is Ninth Realm, and then the first band on will be Fatal Imposition, and then Under Serene, and then Cryptid Orchism, and then Slag Dump, and then Thionic. So it's going to be crazy. It's going to be fun. If you want more information about it, look at the Metalheads of Maryland Instagram, not Twitter. They have all the info there. Anyways, next up, legendary black metal band. I don't think I would let myself do a black metal show without having this band on here. It's Dark Throne. Dark Throne has a few classic albums. I would say they have five. I think most people, the general public, would say they have like two. But I think their first five records are all really solid. They have some interesting blackened crust stuff later on that I think is kind of fascinating and weird. But, anyways, here's Quintessence from their fifth album, Panzerfaust. Very good stuff.
Forgotten by mortals.
All right. That was Dissection with their song Night's Blood. You know, I have a bit of a crazy headache right now. I was going to take Advil before leaving my dorm room to get here, but I completely forgot to. And Dissection does not help because I cannot help but headbang at least a little bit at some of those riffs, some of those drums. A lot of people argue as to whether or not they're black metal. Like, people say they're melodic death metal. Some people say they're melodic black metal. I don't really know. I'm not going to throw my hat in that bag. It's a dangerous fight to get involved with. But I do know they're great. I do know that song rocks. Some of my favorite black metal riffs, or I should just say metal riffs, I guess, because I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to get any black metal purists mad at me. but yeah, so that was Dissection. Coming up next, hailing from the southwestern United States, is an atmospheric black metal band called Ash Borer, part of the Cascadian black metal scene. If you know bands like Fauna or Wolves in the Throne Room, that sort of thing, those long, extended, ambient kind of, or not ambient, atmospheric black metal compositions, Ash Borer, I think, is the best of that genre. Arguably stemming from the likes of Weakling, that genre. I think that genre, I mean, not Ash Borer. I mean, Ash Borer, yes, but I think Weakling kind of started that whole sound, at least for America. At least got it going. And that's, Weakling's also amazing. I'm just not playing any of their songs, so they're all like 20 minutes long. But anyways, let's just get into some Ash Borer. This is Rest, You Are Lightning, from their self-titled album, which came out in 2011. Yeah, 2011. It's their first full-length album. I don't think anybody knows if they're still together. I hope they are. I would really like for them to release some new music and tour, but I think they have like kids and stuff, so I don't know. Can't ask too much of them. Anyways, again, this is Rest, You Are Lightning by Ash Borer. Here we go. All right, that was Ash Borer. Amazing. I know I normally do two songs and then talking. I guess it doesn't really matter that much. But I just realized I have some time and I forgot to actually say goodbye. So, good night. This is the last song. I'm going to be playing Winter Path by Odium. Odium's a great symphonic black metal band. I've played a Worm song here before. Tangent. I've played a Worm song here before. They just released a new single. Very good. I'm not playing it today, at least. It's 10 minutes long. But it's definitely very Odium-inspired. The cover is very Odium-inspired. The new logo is very Odium-inspired. So, yeah. Odium. Odium, Odium, Odium. Great band. I don't know where they're from. I probably should have looked that up before I said anything about them. But anyways, good night. You're listening to Noises from the Crypts on WMUC Digital College Park, where college radio is good radio.